On the political side of things, in the meantime, the dissatisfaction has become even more evident, with the DA's Shadow Health Minister, Siviwe Gwahuba, saying that government has no concrete plan for the acquisition of this vaccine and that this spells a looming crisis for the country. She joins us now to make sense of it all. Thanks so much, Siviwe, for your time this evening. So the DA, as I say, has been very vocal about South Africa's vaccine strategy, or lack thereof. What has been your take on government laying the blame at the door of researchers heading up the various vaccine trials for not securing doses as part of, trial agreements?
No, good evening, Alicia. That's quite absurd. I mean, the reality is this. These are the facts that we know. The African government had applied to get to be part of the COVAX process, which that is undergoing, and that will guarantee South Africa about 10% of the required number of vaccines. What the South African government then failed to do was to engage in bilateral engagements with vaccine manufacturers, like other countries were doing. And so then, ultimately, when it became clear that the COVAX facility was not going to deliver the vaccine fast enough for us to be able to start rolling out the vaccine, only then did we start to engage manufacturers. At this point, the rest of the world was already engaged with this process, and we were falling far behind countries who are at the same socioeconomic status as us, or even lower. But more importantly now we are at the point where we are engaging with manufacturers, a process that should have started and began last year already. But now the concern for the Democratic Alliance in particular is the lack of detail, even from when now the president and the minister have both made two very prominent announcements. The president announced that there would be 20 million doses that are of the vaccine, of a vaccine, which would be rolled out during the course of the year. The Minister of Health last week had announced 1.5 million doses of the AstraZeneca vaccine, which will be rolled out in the next month, by the end of the month. However, we still don't know the details of this. So when is the vaccine expected to arrive? How much did we pay for this vaccine, and what is the exact detailed plan by the department to acquire, to allocate, to distribute, to store, and ensure that the process of the vaccine rollout is, in fact, we restore that dignity of that process. So there are many gaps, and there's obviously many things that the South African government could have done better.
Of course, Siviwe, with so many answers proving to be pretty elusive at this stage, and little collaboration or meeting of the minds happening here, what's your recommendation on moving beyond this now and getting collaboration from stakeholders so that there is a clear strategy on the way forward and tackling some of the issues that do persist head on?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, ultimately, Alicia, our goal here is to try and secure vaccines, particularly for our healthcare workers and our frontline workers. And I think that the first step that needs to be done is the South African government, particularly the Minister of Health and the President, need to play open cards. How much are we paying for those vaccines? When are we expecting the consignment? And exactly what is going to be the prioritization according to the provinces? But also, I think what's going to be also important is that Parliament needs to come on board. Parliament needs to understand its role, that our role here is to hold government to account and to represent the people of South Africa at this table. And so that's why it's important that we ask these questions, we demand accountability, we call Parliament back to sit earlier than it would have, so that we can start to hold government account to set deadlines. It doesn't help to have vague pronouncements that were made by the president to say 20 million doses will be delivered during the course of the year. When are we expecting that? When are we making the payment? Where is the budget coming from? And what are the timelines? Once we've got those details, we then, as members of parliament, have the duty and the obligation to the people of South Africa to then hold government to those timelines. And so that is our role. And we need not to abdicate on that.
We talk about, the kind of role government has to play here. Part of what's being encouraged as well, Siviwe, is a single access and equitable allocation plan to be adopted by the government and private healthcare sector. Have you been getting any response from the private healthcare space at all on the role that they see themselves playing in this entire scenario?
As far as we know, Alicia, the private sector is in talks with the Department of Health. Luckily, South Africa has adopted the World Health Organization sort of priority model, which is divided into three phases, the first phase, the second phase, and the third phase, which basically will guide the country, whether in the public sector or in the private sector, on who should receive the vaccine as soon as possible. And so we know that with the first million or million and a half doses that are coming into the country, all healthcare workers, which we know there's about 1.2 million of them across both sectors, will have to be prioritized. And then the second phase will look at frontline workers. And so luckily the World Health Organization model is very clear on who gets catered for when and how, and all spheres will have to adopt this, because ultimately that is, that is global best practice at this point.
Well, Siviwe, let's leave it there. Thanks so much for having joined us on the line this evening. That, of course, Siviwe Gwakhube, who's the DA's Shadow Health Minister. Of course, we've been trying to get the Department of Health to discuss, their side of the story as well, become a little bit more transparent over what's playing out in the background. But we've been having no luck there. We'll keep persisting. We'll keep trying.